Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Elizabeth Thobeln from American Rivers. I arrived in the Quad Cities to start a summer internship with American Rivers, an environmental nonprofit dedicated to river advocacy. I drove here from Wyoming, where I attend graduate school, through the seemingly endless blare of cornfields that constitute the majority of Nebraska and Iowa along I-80. I got my first glimpse of the Upper Mississippi River as I finally exited the interstate and drove across the 280 bridge. The Mississippi, although not as pristine as the clear, mountainous rivers I'd become accustomed to while living in the West, nonetheless had elements of grandeur and a sense of history that captivated me. As I entered Rock Island, it appeared to me similar to many other Midwestern towns during the summertime. Kids on summer vacation played in yards, families flocked to the local ice cream hotspot, and signs for garage sales and local fundraisers littered street signs. There was, however, one major difference. The river ran through it, and that intrigued me. The first day of my internship, I was taken on a guided walk through Milan Bottoms, a wetland located at the confluence of the Mississippi and Rock Rivers. Over the course of the day, we came face to face with a snake, listened to countless species of birds sing, tramped across a beaver dam, watched in wonder as a pair of cranes soared above us, and trekked through mature bottomland forest. I came away from the day covered in bug bites and with an appreciation for the beauty of the few remaining floodplain forests of the Mississippi. But more than anything, I was left wondering how many of those families I had seen the previous day enjoying their lawns and ice cream treats knew that such a diverse ecosystem existed in their backyards. This summer, my task is to compile the data necessary for designation of Milan Bottoms as a wetland of international importance under the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. While I hope that achieving this designation helps to promote local conservation of this unique and valuable ecosystem, I also hope that more people can experience and learn from this diverse natural space located right here in the Quad Cities.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.